Here's a podcast for the questions on Chapter 6, Section 1, An Introduction to the Industrial Revolution. What was the Industrial Revolution? Well, put very simply, the Industrial Revolution is the shift or the change in the structure of the U.S. economy from one largely based on agriculture, farming, to one largely based on industry and manufacturing. They are not exclusive of one another. You have to have the food to support the cities, to support the industry. But what we're talking about is which of those two is the dominant part of the economy. And in the Industrial Revolution, starting in particular in the late 1870s after Reconstruction, this country goes through a rapid transformation from agriculture being the dominant economy to ultimately industry being the dominant economy by the early 1900s. The key factors, there are three or four main ones. Number one is access to raw materials, natural resources. A country going through the industrialization process must have those either abundantly on their own soil in their own country or access to buy them in some way, shape, or form. The United States was blessed with a tremendous amount of natural resources. We'll talk about more in just a second. You also have to have money. You'll hear this term financial capital as it relates to the Industrial Revolution. You have to have access to money for loans, for investment, in order to build the railroads, to build the big structures, to manufacture, to build the big manufacturing plants, to pay workers. You have to have access to money, financial capital. You have to have the workers. You have to have the human capital. You have to have the people that are creating the new businesses, the entrepreneurs, the new inventions. There's a term, human capital, that hardly ever gets discussed in history classes or in any class, and it's one of the most important things to understand. It's what we have. If everything else is stripped away from us, what we have in terms of our creativity and our skills and our critical thinking skills and what kinds of things we can do if left with nothing. The United States has always been blessed with a tremendous amount of human capital, and a lot of it will increase as a result of immigrants coming to the country. You also need a government that is supportive of industrialization, the government practices, and you see a lot of that in the development of the railroads, and much of the laws at that particular time are in favor of business at the expense of workers and the environment and many other things, as you will learn. But the laws in this country very much favor the industrialization process, which we talked about being significant after the North won the Civil War. That's the direction that the country will go towards industrialization. Number three, short but sweet, the natural resources. Tremendous amounts of iron ore, tremendous amounts of coal, copper, oil. Back in those days, we were able to have enough oil domestically to support what we needed. We didn't have to import it from foreign sources. Timber, obviously, rich forest land all throughout various parts of the United States. So those main things, zinc, limestone, all of those things, which are going to be part and parcel of the Industrial Revolution, the United States had them in great abundance. Number four, the Bessemer process. One of the most important developments in the industrial age. Again, to be brief with it, it's the process by which the impurities are burned out of the iron ore, and the iron ore is converted into steel, which once steel could be mass-produced as a result of the Bessemer process, and Carnegie builds these massive Bessemer steel-producing facilities throughout Pittsburgh and other places, the United States then can have steel for the rail lines and steel for bridges and steel ultimately for skyscrapers as the cities have to build up because there's no room to build out. And the Bessemer process is instrumental in allowing the industrialization process to occur. So five, I just answered. Stronger, more durable rail lines that will last forever more than rails made out of iron. Wood buildings could maybe be built to four, five, six stories high at the most with steel. Again, you'll see structures in 20, 30, 40, 50 stories up, and then obviously eventually more than 100 stories above the ground in this massive building of cities upward that you'll see in New York City and Chicago and so many other places. Bridges made of steel, ultimately a lot much of all the machinery, the ships, you name it. Steel becomes kind of like the basic building block of the Industrial Revolution. Think of steel as the DNA of the Industrial Revolution. And key inventions for worker productivity. Well, your book talks about telegraph early, and then obviously telephone here in the 1870s, and then the typewriter and the adding machine. And probably most significantly, and I'm not even sure how much it's mentioned in the textbook, is this thing called the electric light bulb, which, again, Edison didn't invent, but he innovated on and made better. And that changes so much. Once we get electricity, where facilities for manufacturing can be built, they know they no longer necessarily have to be along waterways for water power. Workers can now, unfortunately for them, work 24/7 in the manufacturing of whatever it is that they're being asked to make. So there were many things, the Bessemer process, all kinds of things, again, that contributed significantly to increased worker productivity and the industrial age.